Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is Be Still and Know. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Be Still and Know, written and read by Emma Danzi. Psalm 46:10 says, He says, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. How to be still. The Hebrew word harpu means be still and is found only in one place in Scripture, Psalm 46:10. Matthew Henry says in Blue Letter Bible that Psalm 46 was penned upon occasion of David's victories over the neighboring nations and the rest which God gave him from all his enemies round about. Maybe you feel as if you have been in a spiritual, physical, or emotional battle recently. Perhaps you are so worn out that you do not know what to do with your exhaustion. Just as God invited David into resting in him by being still, he also invites us today. In order for us to be still, to harpu, we need to stop. Just like a car can only be on an interstate for so long without needing to go get filled up with gas, we cannot run at a rapid pace forever without slowing down and getting nourished. God stills us physically, by giving us sleep and food. He stills us emotionally by being our counselor and catching our tears in a bottle. The Lord stills us spiritually by renewing us with His word in silence and through song. How do you tend to struggle the most in being still? Our human nature tells us that productivity comes from busyness. However, this is counterproductive. When God created the world, He modeled for us the Sabbath, the day of rest on day seven. We have the joy of living our lives after His perfect model. The Lord did not need rest. He chose rest. Maybe you do not feel like being still. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you to choose rest like God. Many times in Jesus' ministry on earth, He went away into solitude. He had an ebb and flow of rest and work. If we can regularly incorporate rest in our weekly rhythms, being still will become more of a lifestyle and a healthy habit rather than a Hail Mary when we hit rock bottom. Know that He is God. This might sound like a silly statement if you already know that God is God. However, when we think about the word know, it can also represent remembering and actively thinking on. We need to know that He is God. This means that we need to remind our souls that He is sovereign and in control. We need to tell our hearts that He is perfect love and He cares for us. We need to remember that even while we were still sinners, Christ died for us and He has washed us whiter than snow. So often our feelings get in the way of a correct view of God. Our faith is built on a firm foundation that is the rock. We can be steady and confident in our Savior, but this does not mean that the enemy and our own fleshly thoughts will not come against us. It does, however, mean that we tell our feelings and emotions what we know, that He is God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. In the time of writing this psalm, David just had victories over other nations. This was a reminder to David and to us that our victories, even if they are spiritual, are not our own, but solely for the glory of God. He is the exalted one. His name is the one we should make known. Even if He gives us a high standing or a great position, we are not to bask in glory for our own selves, but redirect that to the Lord. When we are still and know, we remind our hearts and our minds that even in our stillness, our God never sleeps, and He is always in control. We can cast our worries and our burdens onto Him. We can trust that even if hard things are happening around the world, if evil leaders rise, if sickness runs rampant, and if culture turns to vulgar things, that He is still reigning on the throne, and nothing can take that away from Him. Intersecting faith and life. How can you be still today? In what ways do you need to remind yourself that God is in charge and He is working out His plan among all nations around the world? Take some time to slow down. Be with the Lord in stillness and present your request to Him. Further reading, Exodus 14:14, Matthew 6:26-27, Psalm 131:2.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.